across Western New York at 100.9, 103.7, 104.3, 104.9, and 105.5. This is WCJW, Warsaw, Batavia, Arcade, Avon, and Geneseo. Today's favorites and the legends. Western New York's CJ Country.
Good morning across CJ Country. It's the 5 o'clock hour and time for today's edition of the CJ Agribusiness Report. News for farmers and producers across Western and Central New York. Our lineup includes visits from Gary Crawford and Bill Baker, Tom Cassidy and Tim Slezarczyk, Tony St. James and Jeff Ishii, Daryl Anderson and more. And as usual, Andrew McRae leads the way with the American countryside.
When this religious group first came to North America, many citizens did not know what to make of their interesting religious dancing. The name we know them by was derived from how they moved and how they worshipped. The story is this edition of the American Countryside.
Stream your favorite Farm Journal programs, podcasts, and personalities with the new Farm Journal TV app. You'll enjoy on-demand access to the agriculture information you need from the sources you trust. It's all at your fingertips and on your schedule, anytime, anywhere. The Farm Journal TV streaming app gives you all the must-see Farm Journal shows, all the podcasts from our expanding network, along with exclusive and early view content. You can stream on your phone or smart TV, and you can download programs and watch offline. Go to FarmJournalTV.com now to get the special half-off introductory offer, which gives you unlimited access to all this content with a free 14-day trial subscription and the special price of $49 for a full year. Use code BIGDEAL to get this special rate. Don't miss a minute. Subscribe today at FarmJournalTV.com.
In 1774, the group we know as the Shakers first came to America, settling initially in Albany, New York.
They were led here by a woman named Mother Ann Lee. She was sort of the spiritual leader of the Shakers, and they came from England, like many other groups, to be able to come to the Americas and practice religious freedoms.
Carrie Holland is the director of the Hancock Shaker Village, one of the communities the sect established. The Shakers had similar Christian ideals to other groups already in the New World. However, there were nuances to their brand of religion.
They were celibate. They believed strongly in the confession of sin and some other various values-driven elements like pacifism, equality of race and gender. So it was largely recognized as a very progressive religion for its time.
People often ask, why were they referred to as the Shakers?
Their worship was largely noted for these ecstatic moments. They had dance and what we would call now speaking in tongues. So it was expressed very vividly through song and movement.
Some of the movements were choreographed as a group. Since they had some beliefs similar to Quakers, they were known as the Shaking Quakers, which was later shortened to Shakers. This village here at Hancock was established in 1790.
They wanted to create these utopian societies, this utopian way of living, where they could practice as they wanted to practice, and they lived a very deliberate life. So there was no minute of downtime. They were very disciplined.
The farming practices here were not only to sustain the village, but represented forward-thinking methods of the era. That part of the story next time as we travel the countryside near Pittsville, Massachusetts. I'm Andrew McRae.
We need to take a quick break. We'll be back with Tony St. James and Agriculture Today.
Do you farm land anywhere in CJ Country and want to increase your harvest and improve your yields? Allegheny Farm Drainage, right here in Basem, has been providing industry-leading solutions utilizing GPS design, installation, and ongoing maintenance. They pride themselves on being a family-run agricultural service, providing CJ Country farmers a customized drainage solution for every type of acreage. If you have questions about drainage, Allegheny Farm Drainage has answers. Call them at 762-4411 and online at AlleghenyFarmDrainage.com.
You're listening to Agriculture Today.
Farm Credit Administration board members reviewed a quarterly update showing U.S. Ag entering 2026 with mixed economic signals as low crop margins persist while livestock profitability remains strong. The briefing also found the farm credit system financially sound, though credit stress is slowly increasing in select sectors. broader economy ended 2025 relatively stable, with GDP growth just above 2% and unemployment rising to 4.4%. Inflation eased but remains above the Federal Reserve's target even after three modest rate cuts. Elevated input costs, especially in services and manufacturing, continue to pressure margins. In ag, bumper crops and weak commodity prices are squeezing grain and soybean producers, and it's compounded by fertilizer costs and storage challenges. Livestock producers, by contrast, benefiting from strong prices, favorable feed costs, and that newly announced $12 billion in federal tariff-related assistance is expected to provide short-term relief or a bridge to late 2026. That's when most farm bill payments will arrive. Farm Credit System reported $6 billion in year-to-date earnings through September, capital rising to $84.3 billion. Loan quality remains solid overall. Non-performing assets edged higher, reflecting early stress among some borrowers. U.S. ethanol production dipped during the week ending December 5th, even as overall output remained above last year and recent historical averages. Renewable Fuels Association shows that production eased 1.9%, though volume stayed 2.5% higher than a year ago and up 3.2% above the three-year average. Stocks holding steady, 22.5 million barrels, remains below both year-ago and three-year benchmarks, and gasoline supply, key indicator of implied demand, increasing to 8.46 million barrels per day. Temporary processing plant outages can sharply widen the beef live to cut-out price spread and increase week-to-week volatility. That's according to a new summary by Christopher Boyer at the University of Tennessee. Findings show unexpected shutdowns push spreads far above normal levels for several weeks, creating immediate financial and operational pressure for cattle producers and feed yards. But these temporary shocks remove capacity without warning. It caused harvest delays. But permanent plant closures, it's a different story. They're telegraphed in advance. Cattle industry can adjust routing, freight, and scheduling before capacity is lost. Family-owned farms dominate every region of the U.S., but their economic footprint varies widely. USDA census data, analyzed by Farm Flavor, shows family ownership exceeding 90% across all regions, yet output shares vary. Midwest delivers some of the strongest production from family farms. States like Iowa, Minnesota, and Wisconsin report both high ownership and high sell shares. Southeast mirrors the pattern. However, plain states like Kansas and Colorado show wider gaps. 93% of farms family-owned, most sales, though, from non-family operations. It's Agriculture Today.
Greece is cheap.
But the airfare costs a fortune.
Paris?
Not much closer, and again, airfare...
What about Puerto Vallarta?
Let's face it, flying anywhere is just too expensive.
Wait, what's this? Low-cost airlines.
With one call to low-cost airlines, you'll drastically slash your travel costs. We're talking insanely low airline prices to any of your favorite destinations. Where would you like to go? London, Rome, Costa Rica, Australia?
Wow, that's cheap.
So why wait? Call now to learn how crazy cheap it is to fly anywhere in the U.S. or international. Our prices are so low, we can't publish them. The only way to get them is to call to instantly hear the most amazing best deals on airlines. Travel. It's that easy. So call now and start packing.
800-298-0306. 800-298-0306. 800-298-0306. That's 800-298-0306.
CJ Country's bringing you news you can use down on the farm. Up next, we join Max Armstrong and the Farm Progress America Report after this short break.
Harvest may be done, but the work isn't over. Keep your equipment running strong with genuine AGCO parts from Jayva Farm Supply. From fluids and filters to engine, hose, and transmission parts, their expert team will help you find exactly what you need. Visit Jayva Farm Supply in North Jayva or Batavia, or shop online. Featuring trusted brands like Massey Ferguson, Heston, Fendt, Challenger, and more. Jayva Farm Supply, your one-stop shop for genuine AGCO parts.
This is Farm Progress America. I'm Mike Pierce, with news and commentary from America's most essential industry, agriculture. Today's Farm Progress America is brought to you by Strauss, makers of high-quality workwear for more than 75 years. On Wednesday, Secretary of Agriculture Brooke Rollins, along with Dr. Oz from the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid, and Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Secretary of Health and Human Services, announced a $700 million round of funding to encourage regenerative agriculture across the country. I'll be back with details after this. Farm Progress America is brought to you by Strauss. Family-owned and run since 1948, Strauss has built one of the most trusted names in workwear. Their work pants are designed like tools you can wear, made with materials up to 5 times stronger than standard cotton, with pocket systems that keep everything right where you need it, and comfort that holds up all day. Each piece of the Strauss collection, from hat to boot, has been specially engineered to help you perform better on the job, whether you're working in the field, taking care of livestock, or maintaining all of the equipment that keeps your farm running. So if you're looking to add some extra utility and comfort to your workday, grab yourself some new gear at Strauss.com. That's Strauss.com. Wednesday marked the launch of a new USDA pilot program tying regenerative agriculture to the administration's Make America Healthy Again agenda. USDA said the effort, funded with $700 million already appropriated to the agency, aimed to expand soil health practices while helping farmers reduce reliance on chemical inputs, all through voluntary participation. The funding package combined $400 million from the Environmental Quality Incentives Program, or EQIP, with $300 million from the Conservation Stewardship Program, or CSP. USDA said this pilot would seek to leverage private funding also, alongside federal dollars, to stretch the program further. USDA officials said the program focused on practices farmers already know well. Secretary Rollins emphasized protecting topsoil, improving soil biology, and keeping American farmland productive. She also connected agriculture to broader public health challenges, noting rising rates of obesity and chronic disease across the country. Health and Human Services Secretary Robert F. Kennedy said the regenerative agriculture played a central role in the MAHA report released earlier this fall. Kennedy argued that improving soil health improved nutrient density in food, while voluntary conservation programs gave farmers incentives to, quote, do well by doing good without mandates. The pilot program streamlines participation by allowing producers to apply through EQIP or CSP using a whole farm planning approach. Rather than filing separate applications for individual practices, farmers could now bundle approved conservation practices together under one plan. At the press conference, I asked how NRCS would define regenerative agriculture. NRCS Chief Aubrey Betancourt said the program relied on the same suite of practices already approved under both programs, the key difference here being flexibility. Undersecretary for Farm Production and Conservation Richard Fordyce said that packaging multiple practices together is the biggest change for farmers. USDA said private partners, including ag retailers, could also participate by matching outcomes through the SUSTAINS Act. Participating farmers would receive outcome-based reports crediting improvements achieved on their own land. I'll have more when we come back.
Targeted violence is premeditated violence and is usually directed at a specific individual, group, or location. Targeted violence is different from impulsive, reactive, or emotional acts of violence. Targeted violence can include school shootings, workplace violence, domestic violence, stalking, and terrorist attacks. Please contact the Wyoming County Threat Assessment Committee confidential tip line at 786-6001 if a classmate, coworker, partner, family member, friend, or neighbor starts demonstrating concerning behaviors. For immediate concerns, please call 911.
As for the next steps, the USDA said farmers interested in the regenerative agriculture pilot should work directly with their local NRCS field office, just as they would for EQIP or CSP today. Applications would follow standard NRCS sign-up periods, with additional guidance expected as the pilot rolls out in early 2026. That's Farm Progress America, brought to you today by Strauss, makers of high-quality workwear for more than 75 years. I'm Mike Pearson. Thanks for listening.
We are here Monday through Saturday with our CJ Agribusiness Report. We do appreciate you tuning in. This family has been bringing news to farmers from across the Northeast for more than 40 years. It's the Ag Radionet Farm News with Tom and Tim, up next after these messages. So, you're looking for a new vehicle, and you've got a pretty good idea what you want. At McClurg, if you don't see the exact vehicle you want, no worries. We'll find it for you. Want a different color? Different trim package? Need a bigger engine? Gotta have heated seats and leather? At McClurg, if we don't have it, we'll find it. Don't settle for just any car. Let us find your car. McClurg Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram and McClurg Chevy in Perry.
What can we do for you today?
This is the Ag Radio Network Farm News. I'm Tom Cassidy with Tim Slezarczyk.
As we close out this year, a number of analysts are making predictions for 2026. According to CoBank, economic uncertainty surrounding U.S. trade policy is lower than it was a year ago, and that steadies a broader outlook for 2026. With reduced market anxiety seen in historically low volatility metrics for both equity, bond, and even the currency markets, historically tight corporate credits are spreading. The effective across-the-board tariff rate now 17%, but based on tax collections, the actual average import tax is just about 10%. A New Year Ahead report from CoBank's Knowledge Exchange says the rate is expected to drop even further, with reduced tariffs on China and imported food products taking effect, and more bilateral agreements will become finalized. The tariffs fading from forefront of economic concern, many say artificial intelligence will become the focal point of financial market guesses. Direct investments in artificial intelligence and related infrastructure, combined with effects from the surging stock market, have added about 1% to U.S. GDP this year, but with unprecedented levels of investment driving fears of an artificial intelligence-driven stock market bubble. One possibility, most likely scenario, according to CoBank's Knowledge Exchange Vice President Rob Fox, corporate earnings will remain extremely strong with aggregate corporate debt at historic low levels. But the CoBank 26 Outlook report examines several key factors that will shape agriculture and market sectors serving rural communities. They say the U.S. economy will be having markets adjusting to a new normal, with several indicators suggesting the economy will continue steady in 2026. Year-on-year tariff inflationary effects could fade by the middle of the year. U.S. government affairs have tariffs, farm policy, and shifting Washington landscape, with the environment in Washington beginning to change. One-sided nature of the November election results served to refocus many elected officials on their own political fortunes. As far as grains and farm supply and biofuels, the ample grain supplies will continue burdening the markets into 2026, with global grain and oilseed markets remaining oversupplied. Increased biofuel production and improving export conditions could boost optimism that prices have actually passed their cyclical bottoms. As far as animal protein, the investment in efficiency has been paying dividends. Consumers are clamoring for protein, and it looks like that will continue. Despite rising price points for meat and poultry, animal protein demand is expected to remain strong in 2026. Protein will also help drive the dairy market. Milk protein poised for an extended bull market run as demand for protein-based dairy products continues to climb. And with demand for full-fat dairy products remaining strong, butterfat has moved to an oversupply situation that can be a challenge for the dairy industry, but demand will remain strong. Four of the top 10 protein products will see absolute unit sales growth in the new year.
As harvest begins, the American Seed Trade Association reminds farmers to be diligent in taking the proper precautions to ensure treated seed does not enter the domestic or export grain supply. When properly handled, seed treatments are an effective agronomic tool that provides seeds the necessary protection for a strong, healthy start. Completely remove all treated seed left in containers and equipment used to handle harvested grain and dispose of it properly. Always be careful to follow state and federal guidelines for proper handling, storage, and disposal of treated seed. For more information, visit seed-treatment-guide.com or contact your seed dealer.
Milk is one of the most widely consumed ag products across the globe. Production trends have significant economic, nutritional, and environmental implications for everywhere it's produced. Many countries have expanded their dairy sectors with increased investment over the last few years. Here in the U.S., production topped prior year levels by 4.1% in July, 3.4% in August, 3.8% in September, and 3.7% in October. That marks the highest four-month average year-over-year increase since 2012. In Europe, milk production got off to a slow start this year. Milk collections from January through August were closely matching those of the previous year, but growth accelerated in the fall, with milk collections topping 2024 by between 4.2% and 5.3%. In the UK, once that's included in the mix, October milk production was 5.5% year-over-year. Global milk production continues to rise. Consumers and retailers are asking key questions. How will it affect the price of milk on grocery store shelves? Most expect that we'll see lower prices at the grocery store for dairy products and even lower prices on the farm. Bigger global supplies don't necessarily mean consistent lower local prices, but it does often exert downward pressure. Some key factors shaping final price consumers pay. The relationship between supply and demand dynamics generally sees global milk production increase faster than demand, with wholesale milk prices tending to decline faster than grocery prices. Processing and packaging costs are also a cost when it comes to milk and products when it gets to the grocery store, and international trade and market competition is another big effect. With U.S. being a very large exporter, it'll reduce prices when international competition starts to intensify.
This is the Ag Radio Network Farm News, a voice for farmers of the Northeast.
Bill Baker will join us in just a few minutes with Dairy Radio Now. Just ahead, it's Jeff Ishii with today's On the Farm Report after this quick break.
When it comes to taking care of your land, you need equipment built to last. That's why so many property owners across Western New York and around the United States trust WoodMax, proudly based right here in Akron, New York. For more than 15 years, WoodMax has designed and built premium tractor and skid steer attachments that turn hard jobs into manageable work. Whether it's clearing lake effect snow in the winter, mowing pastures in the summer, or tackling spring and fall cleanup with a wood chipper, WoodMax has the attachment for your property's needs. Each WoodMax product is engineered with durability in mind, backed by warranty protection, and supported locally by the Back 40 Group team, a proud veteran-founded company who recognizes and salutes the brave men and women of our armed forces. They take pride in ensuring every customer's expectations are met even long after the sale. Visit WoodMax.com or stop by 42 Jackson Street in Akron and discover why thousands of landowners nationwide rely on trust in their products to get the job done with ease.
From the Farm Credit Studios, this is On the Farm Radio. Rural and agricultural news coming up next.
Spectacular sunsets. The symphony of nature's nightlife. One thing's for sure, you don't have to be a farmer to enjoy the peace and quiet of rural living. Farm Credit specializes in loans for rural property. So if you're looking for a place to hunt, fish, raise a family, or cultivate a crop, call us today at 800-919-FARM or find us at farmcreditofvirginias.com. Farm Credit is an equal housing, equal opportunity lender. NMLS number 456965.
You're listening to On the Farm Radio with Jeff Ishii.
The U.S. Department of Agriculture says they are working diligently to resume crop progress and other reports of interest to farmers. The federal government shutdown went on for 6 weeks, so there is a lot of information that needs to be processed. Looking at other farm news around the eastern United States, apple harvest in Pennsylvania is proceeding on schedule. Pennsylvania ranks number 4 in the nation for apple production behind Michigan, New York, and the state of Washington. Orchards in Pennsylvania are expecting to harvest about 430 million pounds of apples this fall. And farms in Vermont are still suffering through a severe agricultural drought this fall. As of last Friday, 40% of Vermont was described as in exceptional drought.
Stay tuned. Your daily pearl of wisdom is coming up next.
More money than ever is on the table for Virginia's farmers. Your Soil and Water Conservation District wants to help you get your share. Farmers can receive up to $300,000 in Virginia Agricultural Cost Share Funds for practices that protect water quality, enrich the land, and boost the farm's bottom line. Contact your local Soil and Water Conservation District today. Visit dcr.virginia.gov/districts. Don't leave money on the table.
Uphill, downhill, through the mud, and through the trees. ATVs can take you on an adventure. But before you do anything on an ATV, take knowledge to the extreme. Know the basics. Take a training course. Wear a helmet. Don't ride on paved roads. And don't ride tandem. That's knowledge you can take anywhere an ATV takes you. For more information, log on today to ATVSafety.com.
Today, we send out a big old salute to all of our listeners in Sparta, Tennessee. They're listening online to Sparta Country, WSPR. Big old salute to all of our listeners of Sparta Country Online. Our pearl of wisdom today reminds us, don't worry about avoiding temptation. As you grow older, it starts avoiding you. That's your pearl of wisdom. You're on the farm, and I'm Ish.
When you combine the advanced technology of Enlist E3 soybeans with Seed Consultant's dedication to performance in the Eastern Corn Belt, it's a simply better experience. Our Seed Consultant's brand soybeans are hand-selected, tested, and proven to perform in your conditions, backed by the local knowledge of Seed Consultant's sales professionals. Bind to better soybeans with reliability and results packed into every variety. Visit seedconsultants.com.
The CJ Agribusiness Report. It's where producers and policymakers meet. Let's get an update from the U.S. Department of Agriculture.
The first U.S. drought monitor of December showed improvement from just 2 weeks prior and from mid-October. USDA meteorologist Brad Rippey says for the U.S. drought monitor for the period ending December 2nd,
we are seeing about 41.4% of the country still in drought. We are seeing drought coverage down approximately 5 percentage points. We were greater than 46% both on October 21st and November 18th.
Rippey acknowledges the 41% drought coverage remains a formidable number.
We have seen U.S. drought coverage greater than 40% each week since mid-September of 2025. So it certainly has been an autumn where we have been dealing with considerable drought on the landscape.
Yet precipitation in recent weeks has chipped away at the drought number over the fall. What does this mean for those crops and commodities few this time of year in drought coverage? Rippey starts with winter wheat, now in the dormancy stage in several parts of the country.
Currently, we're seeing just about 35% of the U.S. winter wheat production area in drought. That is actually down 10 percentage points from an autumn peak of 45%. So we have seen improvement in the right direction. A lot of that is due to beneficial precipitation that has fallen across the lower Midwest and the Northwest, and to a lesser degree, some of the rain that has recently fallen across the southern plains.
Inversely,
65% of the winter wheat production area is not in drought, and that does include a lot of the key heavily cropped areas across the central Great Plains, including much of top producer Kansas.
As for drought coverage for hay and cattle as of December 2nd,
30% of U.S. hay production area currently in drought, down from a peak just 2 weeks ago of 37%, and U.S. cattle inventory in drought, just one quarter of the U.S. cattle currently experiencing drought, that is down from 33% 2 weeks ago.
Corn and soybean growing season is long past gone, but what about growing areas going into the winter season?
We are going in 30% of both the corn and soybean production areas in drought. That is down from peaks a few weeks ago of 32% for corn, 39% for soybeans. Remember, we did have that late developing drought that did have some impact in some of the later developing crop areas.
I'm Rod Bain reporting for the U.S. Department of Agriculture in Washington, D.C.
It's another busy morning in the parlors around CJ Country. Bill Baker and Dairy Radio Now is up right after these messages. Sooner or later, you'll need to replace your furnace. If that time is now, come see the folks at Country Light Electric, where they carry the Comfort Airline. Why Comfort Air? Well, they feature a 12-year bumper-to-bumper warranty that's the best in the business. Countryline Electric carries a full line of 80 to 95% efficiency residential furnaces, fuel oil furnaces, including units for mobile homes, and they can even provide a list of contractors to install your new Comfort Air furnace. And if you're a contractor, let Countryline Electric be your source for quality Comfort Air products. Countryline Electric, Silver Springs and Batavia.
So there's skim milk, a.k.a. fat-free. There's 1% and 2%. Ever wonder why there isn't a 3%? Well, being a nerdy mom, I do. And you know what? There is one. That's right. It's called whole milk. Whole milk only has 3% milk fat, which, when you think about it, and I do, is not a lot of fat at all. And did you know that no matter what cow's milk you prefer, they all have 8 grams of protein? Of course, it is wonderful. We have so many alternatives, but many nut and plant-based milk substitutes don't meet the nutritional levels naturally contained in dairy. And I'm not big on thickeners, flavorings, or added sugars. Bottom line, cow's milk is still the gold standard when it comes to nutrition. So sure, I'm a nerdy mom, but I love my cows. I mean, kids, I love my kids.
Milk for nerdy moms and just about everyone. Brought to you by Milk for Health on the Niagara Frontier, the guys and gals with the cows.
This is Dairy Radio Now.
Corey Geiger, lead dairy economist at CoBank, a member of the Farm Credit System. Corey, CoBank got out its crystal ball last week and took a look at what lies ahead in 2026 for the dairy industry. What did you see?
Well, one thing right now, near term and long term, we have sent price signals for the last 10 years to dairy farmers to make more butterfat. And they are meeting the challenge so much so that in the last 5 months, butterfat production off U.S. dairy farms is up 5 to 6% year over year, and we're bubbling over in butterfat. Now, that doesn't mean consumer demand has dropped, but trying to find outlets for 5 to 6% butterfat is quite a bit. And that'll impact class four markets, class four being butter and non-fat dry milk, a little bit heavier out west. But what is an incredible demand right now is whey protein isolates, and ultra-filtered milk. Some of that is being fueled by the GLP-1 weight loss, the Ozempic, if you're looking for a trademarked product. But it's estimated that 23% of U.S. households now have somebody on a weight loss drug, and that changes eating patterns. People eat less calories, but they eat more nutrient-dense food that's high in protein and more fruits and vegetables. Yogurt right now, 52-week rolling average, is up 9.5% in sales, and they lead the dairy case right now. There are 4 dairy products that are in the top 10 of all products sold in grocery and retail. Natural cheese is number 2 for growth. Cottage cheese is number 6. And actually, dairy creamers are doing real well. But bringing it back to protein, there's some cheese plants that are going to be putting in butterfat caps here, or even redoing their milk pricing formulas to incentivize more protein production. So that's going to be a big key theme moving into 2026 and beyond, Lee.
I can hear cha-ching, ka-ching. That sounds really good as far as the demand side of things, but what is it going to mean for prices for dairy farmers who are hurting right now?
Yeah, as I alluded to, class four markets are going to be soft. The futures in August were, you know, talking $19 class four, and we're down to 13 or 14 right now. That's really bearish. Class three is not nearly as tough there. It's more in the $17 range. The saving grace on many dairy farms is beef on dairy. We're just coming off a record highs of beef prices, but we're seeing long-term demand be very strong and contributing 20 to 25% to the bottom line when you look at a per hundredweight basis.
Corey Geiger, lead dairy economist at CoBank, a member of the Farm Credit System.
Here's dairy farmer Hank Wagner and his daughter Laura with another simple miracle moment.
You are one of a kind, special, unique. You are different than other people, and it is your difference that creates your value. Someone else is depending on you to grow your talents, gifts, and strengths, and to share those with them.
Another part of what makes you different and one of a kind is your specific weaknesses. Nobody is perfect. We all have weaknesses, and it is valuable to know what they are. and to come to grips with them.
So, what do we do with our weaknesses? Some people, businesses, or organizations will focus all their efforts on improving their weaknesses. Sometimes, there is tremendous value in identifying a weakness and strategically taking steps to improve it.
It can also be wise to realize that a particular weakness you possess is not something you choose to improve. You may then choose to delegate or fill that weakness with another person who is already strong in that area.
That's Hank Wagner and Laura Rotz, author of the book Simple Miracles. For more, go to becomebetterleaders.com.
This is Dairy Radio Now.
Organic producers, did you recently receive a code by mail to participate in USDA's latest online organic survey? According to National Agricultural Statistics Service Administrator Joseph Parsons,
that's going on right now. Organic producers, or those traditioning and certified organic production, will receive a survey, a postcard to reply online. And we'll follow that up with a full questionnaire in early January, and then the deadline for response will be February 5th.
The Organic Survey is part of NASA's Census of Agriculture data series, with the last census-related organic survey conducted in 2021. More details about the Organic Survey are available online at www.nass.usda.gov/go/organic. I'm Ron Bain, reporting for the U.S. Department of Agriculture in Washington, D.C.
The latest weather forecast and Tony St. James with the American Cattle Report and the closing market report, all just ahead. We're going to take a quick break. Then it's back with today's Farm to Fork report and Daryl Anderson. Where can you buy 4x8 sheets of 7/16 OSB for just $8.18 a sheet? Bird's Lumber and Perry. How about 4x8 sheets of half-inch drywall for just $11.97 a sheet? Yeah, that's Bird's Lumber too. You pick it up, you save big. 7/16 OSB, just $8.18 a sheet. Half-inch drywall, just $11.97 a sheet. Bird's Lumber, Washington Street in Perry. Your best price place is open 7 days a week, including Sundays, 9 to 1.
It's a meat lover's paradise at Grizzly's Custom Cutting and Hunt. Get your grill on with 50 pounds or more of hamburger for just $3.99 a pound.
Or go big
with whole tenderloins for only $15.99. That's not all. Grizzly's has buffalo, pork, goat, lamb, alpaca, and 7 kinds of sausage. Hunters, listen up. Ivan and his crew butcher deer and wild game 7 days a week, and they'll even buy your deer hides if you process your own. USDA inspected, locally trusted, and packed with flavor. Grizzly's Custom Cutting on River Road and Hunt. It's meat. Call 476-2249. That's Grizzly's Custom Cutting and Hunt.
The U.S. House Agriculture Committee gets an earful next on Farm to Fork. As we approach the end of 2025, I'd like to thank everyone who supported the Farm Safety and Health Campaign this year on Farm to Fork. Those of you who are regular listeners might have found it a bit excessive, but considering what's at stake, I hope you saw it as the service it was intended to be. By year's end, more than 50 million sets of ears heard these messages. There's still time to join in supporting the campaign. Visit NorthShoreProductions.com to learn how. If you want your mind and body to be up to the task of running the farm, pay attention to what you eat. A proper diet goes a long way in helping to promote your physical and mental health. And it's not just what you eat, but also how much you eat. Farm safety and health is everyone's business. This reminder is brought to you by Farm to Fork through the generous support of listeners like you across the country. Learn how you can help at NorthShoreProductions.com. The House Ag Committee hearing was called Member Day, and congresspeople from both sides of the fence, but mostly Democrats, took turns suggesting what the committee should be doing. Congressman Jim Costa, a California farmer, was not happy with the fact that the U.S. was giving Argentina a $40 billion aid package at about the same time American farmers were getting only a $12 billion deal to offset tariff costs.
Well, the expressions range from outrage to being mystified to frustration, because the input costs have continued to rise as a result of inflation. And as I told President Obama a number of years ago, farmers and ranchers, dairymen, they're price takers, not price makers. you grow your commodity, your product, or if you have a dairy, it's 365 days a year, and you put all this investment in it, but at the end of the year, you get paid for whatever the market prices are. And so they see their costs increasing, but yet what they're getting for their product, their commodity, not increasing. And the tariff war is a real critical part of that.
The SNAP program was a hot topic as well. More on that tomorrow. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Darrell Anderson.
When it's cold and dark outside, it's normal to want to snuggle up in a blanket and not move. But did you know that exercise can prevent the winter blues? Studies show that as little as 10 minutes of activity can boost your mood. The benefits of exercise increase if you take it outside. Bundle up and take a walk. Name all the sounds you hear, or look around and see how the usual sights change during the winter. If it's just too cold, exercise at home. There are a ton of exercise videos online, from weightlifting to dance to yoga. Get active and start the new year with optimism and purpose. Check out WyomingCounty.CredibleMind.com for more ideas on beating the winter blues. If you are in crisis, contact 988 for support.
We're getting set to kick off another morning of today's favorites and the legends. But before that, Tony St. James updates the American Cattle News and Closing Market Report. But first, let's check the latest forecast.
Western New York weather.
Brought to you by Upstate Niagara Cooperative, farmer owned by 260 family dairy farms, producing top quality conventional and organic milk at the farm level that leads to award-winning finished dairy products. Bison dip, Upstate Farm yogurt, sour cream, cottage cheese, fluid milk, home to intense milk, and their lactose-free milk for life. All produced with care for their cows and commitment to their community. For today, snow showers likely before 1 p.m., and then snow between 1 and 3 p.m., then snow showers likely after 3 with a high near 24. Tonight, scattered snow showers between 11 p.m. and 4 a.m., mostly cloudy with a low around 12. Tuesday, partly sunny with a high near 29. Currently at the Genesee County Airport, it's 12 degrees.
American Cattle News. Today, we take a look at how markets finished up the session on Friday. More after this.
Hey there.
What's up, bruh?
Hello.
Aloha.
Hey, y'all.
Hey.
Hola.
Hi.
It takes a lot of voices to create the sound of us. The Y welcomes all of them with open arms. From career readiness to safe spaces, the Y is there, no matter who we are. Now, more than ever, they need your support. Support your local Y today. The Y, for a better us.
Read by members of the Y.
Oliver Slope is with Blue Line Futures in Chicago.
Livestock markets posted a strong end to an already strong week. At the close, February live cattle futures $3.15 higher, settling at $227.15. That extended gains for the week to $9.30. December options for live cattle expire today, which means first notice day is next week. And jumping over to the feeder cattle side of things, it was a strong finish to the week as well. January futures, $2.47 higher, settling at $339.05. That was a whopping $15.07 higher on the week. And over on the south side, February lean hogs up 42 cents, settling at $82.27. For the week, $1.27 higher and the second straight higher weekly close. This morning's wholesale box beef report, slightly softer, with choice cuts of 4 cents lower to $362.68, and select cuts 84 cents lower to $349.48. This comes on the back of yesterday afternoon's softer report. The 5-area average price for live steers yesterday was reported at $216.64. That was on light volume. There were talks of cash bids near $225 to $226 in the south this morning, which may have helped aid in today's strength. Daily slaughter on Thursday afternoon, that was reported at 121,000 head. That's about 3,000 head more than the same day last year. That put the week-to-date total as of yesterday at 475,000 head. That's about 10,000 head less than the same period last year.
Cash cattle trade last week in the north, 220 to 222. Then on Friday, up to 225. Dressed, 340 to 345. American Cattle News.
When winter hits hard, step out with confidence in dry-shod waterproof boots designed to keep your feet warm, dry, and super comfortable, no matter how deep the snow or how wild the weather. With rugged but super lightweight soles for grip and insulated for comfort that lasts all day, these boots don't just resist the elements, they conquer them. Check out the Easy On, Easy Off styles for hunting, working, and playing at dryshodusa.com and visit Kelly's Garage, 2868 Route 246 in Perry to grab your pair of dry-shod waterproof boots. Beyond the original, built to perform. For your livestock marketing needs, it's Empire Livestock, Route 19 in Pavilion. Whether it's cattle, dairy, goats, or beef, calves, hogs, goats, or sheep, sales run every Monday and Thursday each week. Empire Livestock's enhanced services and knowledgeable market managers and staff help you with every step of your sale. EmpireLivestock.com has weekly market reports and all upcoming sales. Call Tony Perry with Market Operations at 483-1687 or West Region Administrator Sue Rogers at 356-0334 to find out how Empire Livestock can help you with your livestock needs.
Hello, CJ Country. It's Dusty from All Around Performance in Arcade, your local Hisun dealer. When it comes to ATVs and UTVs, nothing compares to the toughness and dependability of the Hisun Motors brand, which is why they offer a 2-year manufacturer's warranty on all their machines. Come test drive a Hisun ATV or UTV today at All Around Performance on West Main Street in Arcade, New York. See for yourself why they are the industry leader in quality. See our full inventory online at allaroundperformance.com. And like All Around Performance on Facebook.
A look into the markets here at the end of the day on Friday, December the 12th. I'm Remington Rickett. Starting with Wall Street, the S&P 500 in the red, 68.27. The Dow down 484.58. And NASDAQ lower as well, 231.95. Bitcoin lower, gold higher, euro higher as well. So we go over to the energy's futures prices. Crude oil West Texas Intermediate January contract finishing the day lower, 57.46, February 57.30, and March lower as well, 57.14. Gasoline lower, nat gas lower, crude oil lower. So we go over to the grains futures prices. Corn March contract finishing the day in the red, 5¾ lower, 4.40¾, May 4.49 even, and corn December 4.62 even. Soybean lower, soybean meal mixed, soybean oil lower. Wheat March contract 4¼ down, 5.29¼, May 5.37¼, and December 5.74 even. Hard red winter wheat March 5.18 even, 4¼ down, with the May contract in the red as well, 5.30½. Hard red spring wheat March 5.60 even, May lower as well, 5.81¼. Over to the cotton. Starting with the March contract, finishing the day 14 cents lower, 63.84, May 64.91, and July 65.94. Finishing with the livestock and dairy futures, live cattle December in the red, 229.80, February 140 lower, 229.55, and April 229.40. Feeder cattle January 339.10, 430 lower here at the end of the day. March 334.07 and April lower as well, 333.22. Lean hogs higher, pork cutout even, class 3 milk higher.
How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right, for about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you don't like it, you get your money back. But you're going to love it, and you're going to love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day. Plus, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees, and our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-923-9018. 800-923-9018. 800-923-9018. That's 800-923-9018.
Hey, are you driving high right now? You might be. Because a whole lot of people do. They say marijuana makes them a better driver. More careful, more focused. That's probably what the guy who killed a 4-year-old thought. And now, he's in prison. You see, no matter what you tell yourself, if you feel different, you drive different. So if you're high, Just don't drive. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
As veterans, we're no strangers to helping others.
That's what we were taught, service before self.
But we do have one question for the veterans listening.
When is the last time you reached out for help?
If you or someone you know needs resources, whether it's for stress, finances, employment, or mental health, don't wait. Reach out.
Find more information at va.gov/reach. That's va.gov/reach.
Brought to you by the United States Department of Veterans Affairs and the Ad Council.
Thanks for listening to the CJ Country Agribusiness Report. Catch it every Monday through Saturday starting at 5 a.m. And stand by for Western New York's Morning Show next on CJ Country.